If someone saw a person shecht, if he saw him from beginning to the end of the shechita, he can eat from the shechita. If not, it's also to eat from the shechita. What's the case? If the shechita is known to know the halachas, why does someone have to watch him at all? If he's known not to know the halachas, then it's obvious that the shechita has to be watched. If the case is that we don't know whether the shechita knows the halachas or not, then why don't we rely on the fact that most people who shecht are mumchen? We see this in a braisa which says that if a person found a shechted chicken or told a shliach to shecht a chicken for him and then found the chicken shechted, we can presume, he's allowed to presume, that it's properly shechted because we say that most people who shecht are mumchen. The same should be said over here. And for the Gemara, the case is actually that the shechted was known not to know the halachas. And he shechted one of the simanim in front of us and he did so properly and then shechted the other simon. We would think that since he shechted the first simon properly, he must have shechted the second properly as well. Rav therefore teaches that it may be that he happened to shecht the first one properly, but during the second one, maybe he had a shia, maybe he had a drasa during the shechita, and therefore we can't say that we will not assume that it's a kosher shechita. What's the halach if someone tells a shliach to go and shecht an animal for him, and the person then found the animal to have been shechted? Rav Nachman said it's presumed to have been properly shechted. Rav Dimi then asked, what's the halach if someone tells a shliach to go and separate truma for him, and then the person then found that truma was separated? Rav Nachman said, we cannot presume that truma was properly separated. Rav Dimi asked, if this chazaka that shliach does what he's told to do, then even the truma should be presumed to have been properly separated. And if there's no such chazaka, then even the shechita should not be presumed to be a valid shechita. Rav Nachman said, there's no such chazaka. However, regarding shechita, even if it was someone other than the shliach who did the shechita, we say that most people who shecht are mumchen and therefore it's kosher. Regarding truma, we have to be concerned that someone other than the shliach separated the truma. And the halacha is that if truma was separated without knowledge of the owner, it's not considered to be a kosher shechita. I'm sorry, a kosher separation of the truma. Maybe we can say that whether we say that most people who shecht are mumchen is actually subject to machlekes tanoim. A braisa says if a person lost goats or chickens and found them shecht, Rabbi Yehuda says they're aser. The son of Rabbi Yosef Glili says they're mutter. Rabbi said, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda when they are found in the garbage pile, and I agree with Rabbi Hanina when they're found in the house. Maybe we can say that Rabbi Hanina holds that we say that most people who shecht are mumchen, and Rabbi Yehuda says that we don't say that. And Fitimor Rav Nachman Yitzchak said it may be that everyone agrees that we do say that most people who shecht are mumchen. It may also be that everyone would agree that when they're found in the house, they're mutter. And everyone would agree that when they're found in the garbage pile in the market, they're aser. The machlekes is regarding when they're found in the garbage of the house. Yehuda holds that people throw the nevelos into the garbage of the house, if you have to be afraid over here. Now, Rav Chanina says that people do not. Rabbi said that he agrees with the view of Rabbi Yehuda when the animals are found in the garbage pile. What type of garbage pile does he mean? If it's referring to the garbage in the market, we just said everyone agrees, in that case the animals are usher. He must be referring to the garbage in the house. However, Rabbi then says that he agrees with the view of Rabbi Hanina when it's found in the house. This can't refer to when it's found in the actual house, because then we said everyone agrees, in that case, that the animals are mutter. Rather, he must be referring to the garbage in the house. Based on this, there's a contradiction between Rabbi's first statement and his second statement. Emphit the Gemara, Rabbi meant to say that Rabbi Yehuda's view is agreed to by Rabbi Hanina when the animals are found in the garbage of the marketplace. Rabbi Hanina only argues when they're found in the garbage of the house. Mishnah said, "Chutz mecher yishayit v'katan, shema yekalkalu es shchitason." Why does the Mishnah use the future tense instead of the past tense in this phrase over here? As Mar Rava said, this teaches that we don't even give chulin to them to shecht l'chatchila, even when someone will be watching them while they shecht. Mishnah then said, "V'kulan sheshachtu v'achirim roynoisam." These people don't have the capacity to have intent, which means that the Mishnah holds that there's no intent that's needed for Shechita. Who is the Tana that holds this way? Says the Gemara, Rabbi said it's Rav Nosson, as we find that Ishaya taught that if someone threw a knife to stick it in the wall and on its way it properly shechted an animal, Rav Nosson says it would be kosher, Acham say it's possible. Ishaya then paskin like Rav Nosson. But you have to move a knife back and forth for a shechita to be kosher. So if you throw it against the wall, how is it kosher? And for the moment, the case is that after cutting the simen, it bounced off the wall back to the animal and cut the simen again in the reverse direction. Therefore, there was a back and forth motion of the knife.